Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you guys, let's get to our favorite game show on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Match Game, and here's your host, Nick Big Daddy Adams.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Hello, what a great introduction, guys. On today's episode of the Match Game, we're going to be playing with Meredith. Hello, Meredith.
Hi, Meredith.
Welcome, Meredith.
So tell us about yourself, Meredith.
I am an office manager for a construction company.
Ooh, I love men in hard hats. I do. I love men in work boots and hard hats.
And
there's
trucks.
Just something so hot about that, isn't there?
I don't know if I can say that.
Oh, because you're married?
No, not married, but I just work with them, so it's kind of different.
Got to keep it professional, Meredith.
Up close, you're grossed out.
Okay, guys, let's get ready to play the Match Game. The rules are simple. I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it, and then Meredith, along with our celebrity panel, will write down their answers to fill in that blank.
Okay.
And if Meredith matches one of our celebs, she gets a point.
Yay.
But points don't matter. We're just playing for fun.
Okay.
Now, let's meet our celebrities. Hello, Jenna.
You guys, I got to get home and wash off this spray tan. I'm cooking too much.
Yeah, you're well done. Over
there. Can I say we only had one African American in the office?
I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, I'm darker than Al. Come on.
Hey, JC.
Hola, Chuck. I'm flying to San Francisco today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kelly Raspberry, hello.
Well, hi. You do realize it's only up 92 days until I'm getting married.
That's
now,
right.
According to KellyAndAlan.com.
That's right. That's right. That's
and
keep
Big
everybody
Al,
on track.
Big Al Mac.
Well, the sun is out. The sky is blue. Today is payday, so can you loan me a few? Thank you.
Oh,
that was nice.
That was nice courtesy laugh.
Nice courtesy laugh.
Okay, guys. Here we go. Here's the first question. Now, remember, don't say your answer out loud. Just say ding when you're ready to
okay.
go.
Got it.
Big Al's new menu item at his restaurant is dedicated to Kid Craddock, and it's called the Kid Craddock.
Oh.
It comes with a Diet Coke and blank.
Oh.
So many options here.
All right.
Big Al's new menu item, the Kid Craddock, it comes with a Diet Coke and a blank.
All right. Ding.
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 Okay, I think that's everyone.
This is a comedy show, people. Remember that, okay?
Okay.
Oh, is it, Kelly?
We're just joking, laughing, joking, having a good time.
Just for fun?
Just for fun.
Okay.
Meredith, let's go to you first. Big Al's new menu item at his restaurant is called the Kid Craddock. It comes with a Diet Coke and...
a shot of whiskey.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Not many people knew Kid was a big whiskey drinker.
Big time.
That's news to me.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, all let's right. see if we get any matches. Jenna, the Kid Craddock comes with a Diet Coke and?
It comes with a Diet Coke and a box of Black Thunder hair dye.
Oh. Nice.
Good answer. All right, let's go to JC. What's the Kid Craddock? It's a Diet Coke and?
I'm so wondering what Jenna was thinking.
No, never. You'll never know.
I said, a half full Diet Coke we found in the bathroom, Chuck.
Oh,
in addition
true.
To.
In addition to a Diet Coke?
Oh, he would always drink half the Diet Cokes and then leave them laying around everywhere.
Everywhere. Yep. It's all right.
Comes with a Diet Coke and a Diet Coke.
And then complain about not having Diet Cokes.
All right, Big Al, let's go to you. The new menu item, the Kid Craddock at your bar. Diet Coke and?
A dangling booger, Chuck.
Well, what happened to dangling booger bean pie? Where's bean pie?
I couldn't resist.
A dangling booger.
Who wants to eat that? The one time a menu item would have been a food item.
Oh, man.
People don't order food at his place, Kelly.
Okay.
All right, Kelly. Yeah.
Dang it. Eduardo, we ran out of dangling boogers, so we can't serve any more Kid Craddock plates.
Oh, yeah. Where do you get all those?
Big Al's new menu item, the Kid Craddock. It comes with a Diet Coke and?
A pack of cigs.
No matches, but a lot of right answers.
I'm so...
Okay, let's move on. Let's get Meredith on the board.
Okay.
She has no points right
no
now.
Points.
No points. Right
Moving
now.
On right. to number two. The night before Kelly's wedding, she woke up and realized she forgot blank.
Oh. I have nightmares.
I
literally.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
The night before Kelly's wedding, she woke up and forgot blank.
Okay. Dang.
Dang. Yeah, like he changed his mind and stuff like that.
Oh. Remember, it's a comedy show, guys.
Yeah, remember, this is all for fun. All just jokes, people.
Ding.
Ding.
All right, Meredith. Okay, you're in. Let's go to you first. The night before Kelly's wedding, she woke up and realized she forgot
to schedule the preacher.
That'd be one of the things.
Yeah. Hashimoto struck.
Oof.
Yeah. Do you have a preacher, Kelly?
My brother.
Oh, your brother.
Yeah.
Oh, good choice.
Nice.
All right, Jenna, let's go to you. Kelly woke up and realized she forgot
to use that $5 off coupon for her wax.
Good answer.
I would be upset. Because you can't go
So
back.
Would Alan.
No. Oh, you gotta go buy a pretty kitty. Yeah.
Okay, JC, Kelly woke up the night before her wedding and realized she forgot
to diet for the wedding.
Yeah, that's quite kind of obvious, isn't it, JC?
No, it's a comedy show.
Yeah, ha ha.
JC, yeah, Kelly, I wouldn't have done that one.
See, Kelly, I see you forgot to diet.
That's a comedy show.
Hey, Kel, you going to start that diet anytime soon?
You've only got 92 days, Kelly. What are you waiting on? All right. That was a good one, JC.
Dang it.
That was good.
Big Al, what did Kelly forget to do?
She forgot to finalize her divorce, Chuck.
Yeah. No match there. No match. All right, Kelly, you woke up the night before your wedding and realized you forgot.
It is a joke.
Okay.
To sign the divorce papers.
Oh!
I think she should get a point because Al and I match.
Right? Sure.
Let's give her a point.
Why not?
Yeah.
I also said she forgot to throw in an Asian guest.
They might even throw in an Asian
guest. Don't try and make this funny after what you said.
No, you've already, I'm not even
never,
speaking to
you. You can never joke about a girl's weight.
You can't go back from that.
We're in the nest in the trust tree.
No. We're giving Meredith, we'll give Meredith a point just because JC was so mean on that round.
She gets 2 points.
Sure, she gets 2 points.
Wow, you're winning.
Okay.
All
right, here we go. Number 3. Jenna just won $2 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Wow. Nice, Jenna.
The first thing she bought was blank.
Oh, remember, this is a comedy show.
I know exactly what I would buy if this did happen.
So you better ding in.
Ding.
Ding.
I'm already mad at Al.
Ding.
It's anything.
I'm going to make mine meaner then.
I'm already mad at you,
you're
Al.
Mad.
Okay, Meredith, let's get you another point. Jenna just won $2 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. The first thing she bought was
plane tickets for vacay.
Oh, plane tickets.
Okay.
Mm, and you still have a lot of money left over.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jenna last. JC, what did Jenna buy with her $2 million?
The gym she goes to and banned her ex.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great idea.
Yeah. Just in case you want
I don't love to work out that much.
Right. But you can ban them.
Doesn't make up for you calling me fat, but I think that's a good answer.
I didn't call you
We lost Kelly. We just
she
lost
bought
Kelly
a gym membership.
Yeah, right?
Okay, Kelly, let's go to you. What did Jenna buy with her $2 million?
Well, I said Jenna bought a lifetime membership to the exclusive dating site Raya.
Oh.
Good answer.
For life.
For life.
It's only $30 every 3 months.
Well, that adds up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, no matches yet, Big Al.
Here it comes.
Let's see how mean you get.
Do you want to rub my shoulders before you say this?
No, I'm good.
What did Jenna buy with her $2 million from a scratch-off lottery ticket?
Her own wedding ring.
Oh. That's fine. That's not that mean.
Okay. The other one was
kind of old now.
Her other
you
want to
go with the other one that was meaner now?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Which one was meaner?
Oh, it was a Russian groom.
Oh.
RussianGrooms.com.
Nah.
Okay. Oh, well.
Jenna, let's get you. Let's get her a match.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the meanness.
Oh, dang it.
So soft.
Why'd you call her fat?
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah,
that
I've been mad.
Jenna, what did you buy with your $2 million from a scratch-off?
This is actually what I would buy.
Okay.
If I won $2 million.
Okay.
I bought a solo honeymoon to South Africa.
I'm going to count that. That's plane tickets
that
to vacay.
That
we're
is
counting
a trip.
That.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's exactly. Right. I would do like luxury safari. That's exactly what I would do.
That'd be really cool.
Shout out. Yeah.
Okay. Meredith has 3 points. Okay.
Yeah.
One of those was a pity point because JC was so mean. Do y'all remember that when he was mean earlier?
I can't forget.
He called Kelly fat.
No, I did not.
Very obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Final question in the match game. JC is so emotional.
How emotional is he?
How stupid is he?
Oh.
No, that's not it. No.
Speaking of me.
He's so emotional, he started crying when he saw blank on his Facebook newsfeed.
Ding.
I'm changing what I was
going to say.
Oh, great.
JC is so emotional, he started crying when he saw blank on his Facebook newsfeed.
Ding.
Ding.
Big Al?
Ding.
Okay. Let's go to Meredith first. JC is so emotional.
How emotional am I?
He's so emotional, he started crying when he saw blank on his Facebook newsfeed.
I'm going to say really, really cute babies.
Aww.
Aww. Nice.
You're so nice,
Mary. JC, do you have baby fever right now?
No.
Is this Kenzie?
Something depends on which day you talk to her.
Okay, Jenna, what did JC see on his Facebook newsfeed that made him cry?
A photo of himself from earlier in the day.
That's probably accurate.
That's cuter than any baby, isn't it?
So emotional right now.
Okay, Kelly, what did JC see on his newsfeed that made him cry?
That would be the video of Kelly unable to zip her wedding dress.
Oh.
Because she forgot to dye it for her wedding.
Any photo from before he called Kelly fat.
Okay, no match, but great answer. Big Al, what did JC see on the Facebook news feed?
Pre-wedding Kelly photo where she forgot to dye it.
Again.
We'll count it. We'll count it.
Match. That's me and Al matching, so you get a point.
Yep. Y'all match, sure.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's hey, JC.
Right
yeah.
That's 20 years. Right
JC, what did you see on your Facebook newsfeed that made you cry?
The video Kid Nation posted of me calling Kelly fat, allegedly.
Yeah, that's great. That's another point.
We'll count it. We'll count it.
Because he matched with us too, JC.
Sure.
Wow.
Meredith, you get 5 points today, or five matches. Five matches. Good job.
Oh, really?
Yes, Meredith. And that gets you 30,000 Kid Craddock Morning Show bonus points. Meredith.
Wow.
Yeah, please go to Kid Craddock. Please go to Kid.
KidNation.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a little frazzled right now with all this talk about Kelly. Go to KidNation.com right now and pick out anything you want in our store, okay?
Yeah, you got
to
find it first. Though.
Yes.
It's easy, though. Yeah, it's totally there. It's definitely.
Okay.
Let us know when you find it, too, please. We've been looking for it. Thank you for playing with us, Meredith.
Thank you. Oh, and I just want to say that my sister is super jealous whenever I told her that you guys called.
Aww.
Good. Yeah. That makes it more fun.
Yeah, what's her name?
Courtney.
Yeah, in your face, Courtney.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know what that sound means.
Yep, yep, yep.
That means we're opening up the vault that has money inside. Up to $1,000 to be inside that vault. We're going to call out 3 names. First one in gets to play first round of Beat the Bank. Big Al Mac, will you do the honors this hour?
You're going to do this for me.
I saw the last name. Sorry, man. I can't do
those. I'll do it.
All right. Latasha Smith, Ashley Zindri, Joseph Geminiani.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Joseph Geminiani, Ashley Zindri, Latasha Smith. The clock starts now. You have 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-HEEK-IT.
Should no one call us back, then we're going to open up the phone lines for everybody.
So you're saying there's still a chance.
There is still a chance.
All right.
So sit tight.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
And
oh, really?
Absolutely, Kelly. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring in part-time Justin.
He's in here in sunglasses.
Hello.
I'm so excited.
What are you wearing?
Say hello to the spectacles from Snapchat. They record everything I see.
What's that little light right now?
Oh, it's recording
it's recording.
Now. Say hello.
Hello. Is it posting on Snapchat?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't post automatically to my story. It goes to the memories, and then you got to upload it to the story.
And how do you just wink and it records?
No,
you have
there's a little button on the side that you press, and it comes with a case, and it charges it, too.
Those are cool. They look a little bit goofy, but they're cool.
Now, how much are they expensive? Because you're always complaining about not being able to eat.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Today's payday, though, we just found out.
Yep.
Them hoes.
Are you hoes?
It feels good to look hungry. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
No, George gave me this as an accessory for the road trip.
That's right.
Wow.
Yes.
Part-time Justin is leaving on Sunday to go pick up our 2001 Land Rover.
Yes, this weekend.
We went over the run-through of how the trip is supposed to go, but White Cheddar had a solid point saying the car could break down because it has 200,000 miles on it, so we're going to take it day by day.
Yes.
So here's what you're going to be doing on Sunday, Justin. Do you already know?
I think I'm flying that day to Detroit, picking up a car, driving, because Jordan doesn't have his passport to Canada.
Right. So you're going to...
So what does that mean? You leave him at the border?
Well, the car is in...
Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, not Canada, though, right?
It's on the Michigan side, so you're good. Jordan's going to stick with you. So Sunday evening, you're going to meet up with John. He's the one that's giving us the Land Rover.
Okay.
And then you're going to officially take ownership.
That's when we do the switch.
You got to take the slip.
Make sure you get the title.
Pink slip, is that what they call that?
Yeah, make sure you get the title.
And don't race for slips. You might ask her, you want to race for slips? Don't do it, because you're going to lose.
That's the title of the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
I learned that from Fast and the Furious. You race for the slips.
Dang right.
I learned that from Happy Days.
When you make the...
Happy... Never mind. It's true.
Hey, so we learn our information in different places, you know.
Different times.
Different times. You will then give him his Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
For the official Switch. Okay. And then you will get the keys to the car.
Yep.
On Monday, you are going to go straight to school.
Ahead.
Oh.
Part-time Justin's going to be broadcasting live from Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh!
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, you're coming live from the Sizzler Center.
From a university.
Yeah.
The Sizzler Center?
Yeah, which is right near the main entrance of the university. They're going to reserve a pull-through parking space for you, so your first day is going to be set.
Oh, wow. What's their mascot?
We'll find out.
Okay.
The university president and other representatives are going to stop by during the broadcast. Please don't embarrass the show.
Okay.
Because these are important people.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
JC, do I seem like someone who's going to embarrass themselves?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So hold it down. Half glass full.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking you to some places.
Okay.
By the way, fun fact, Lake Superior State University is home of the 3-time national champion NCAA Division I Laker hockey team.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they'll stop by and say what's up.
Ooh, hockey player. I saw a hockey game once.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Last weekend. It was nice and breezy and cold.
Yeah, there's ice.
Yeah, right down on that ice.
Any
yeah.
fights? I love the fights in hockey.
No, we didn't get to see that.
Yeah, every time I've gone to a hockey game, there's no fight.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't been lucky enough to witness a fight yet.
I can't avoid a fight at a hockey game.
Really?
It's always fights.
That's why black people go to hockey, see white people fight.
Maybe there was one at the last one I went to, but I fainted, so I don't remember much.
Aw.
Yeah. Now, we already know that you're going to be in Sault Ste. Marie. Now, we don't know where you're staying. Because after the show's over, you're going to drive 5 hours to Detroit, and you're going to stay with Dr. Girlfriend on Monday night. Al, did you know that?
Yes.
Well, now you do.
Does she know that?
Yes. Yes, she does.
She does know that.
Yes.
But we need to figure out where you're going to stay on Sunday night.
I can download an app, Tinder, Grindr.
No.
We're not going to put Jordan through that.
No.
So, hey, James.
Hi.
James.
Hi.
James, where do you live?
Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Oh.
Perfect. James, do you have an extra room or two?
I do. My oldest 17-year-old daughter she's 18 now, but she just moved out recently, so I got an empty room with a nice clean bed in it for him.
Perfect. Aww.
It didn't even have to be that clean.
No,
it's not that picky. Yeah.
Well, I didn't say I was washing the sheets. Well,
yeah, right. Yeah. You don't have to. So you're actually cool with part-time Justin and hot intern Jordan staying at your house?
Most definitely. My girlfriend will have a heart attack when she hears about it.
That's exciting.
Awesome.
Yes.
Do you have any animals?
I do not.
No.
Can you get some by Sunday?
Well, I will definitely have my child there, so I don't know if that counts. He's kind of a beast at times.
How old is he?
He is 5.
Yes!
There you go. Great.
Slumber party with the 5-year-old.
Are you excited, Justin?
Yeah, just a little bit. What's the thread count on those sheets?
Well, I was a previous manager at America's Best Value Inn in town, so they're probably not too high because they keep them there.
I thought we were going to go somewhere positive with that one.
We're going 30 count.
30 count.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going to be for breakfast, James?
Well, whatever he likes. My woman can cook anything but hot dogs.
Yes, she can.
Yeah.
What? How can you screw up hot dogs?
No.
And she does. She burns them.
Every time.
Wow. I've never tried.
Sorry, Justin. No hot dog for you.
French toast, eggs, and bacon.
Don't be picky.
Don't be picky. Whatever.
Just be grateful.
James is nice enough to let you stay at his house.
James is so sweet. Yeah. Thank you, James.
Man, when's the last time you and your lady went out for a date?
I'd say about 2-3 weeks ago, I guess.
That's been so long.
That's so recent, I think.
Yeah, I mean, what is Justin has to offer something,
yeah,
right?
Justin.
Yeah,
Jessica babysit while y'all go out.
To get stuck babysitting.
Taking Justin out to eat with his buddy there.
Or you could leave the 5-year-old at home and you guys go take care of business and go have a nice little date out.
There you go.
Yeah, well, there you go. We can do that. Show him around town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't much of a town, but we're a town.
All right. James, thank you so much,
thank you, James.
I'm very appreciative.
I'm excited to spend the night with you, James.
Me too.
Tuck me in and read me a bedtime story.
That's weird.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, James.
Beat the bang. Beat. Justin's hitting the road. Can't wait to see how things go in Sault Ste. Marie with James and his fiancée.
Extra line.
You should have stayed with Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, it rhymed and everything.
It was so good, Al. Yeah. Well done.
I wanted to breathe for you.
Yeah.
How deep of a breath do you take before you rap? Like,
big one.
Big one, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Latasha.
Hi, how are you guys?
What's going on?
Hey. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Yay!
Yes! My girl. What are you up to right now?
I listen to you guys every morning, me and my son, on the way to take him to school, and we just so excited. I couldn't believe when I heard my name. I was like, that's my name. Oh, my God.
And you were first one in.
Yeah, you were.
Yes, I was dialing fast. Let me tell you. Oh, my God.
Hey, you did it. Hey, what's your son's name?
His name is Jacoby.
Hey,
Jacoby,
what's up, dude?
Nice.
Cool, Jacoby. Maybe he'll help you out here with Beat the Bank, Latasha.
Yes, I'm excited because I'm getting married tomorrow. So, yes, this will be great.
Oh, you April Fool in love.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, I am. Yes.
What if he doesn't show up?
Married tomorrow.
Al.
What if he doesn't show up? It's April Fool's Day.
He's showing up.
What? But what?
Oh, no. I love that date for a wedding. Yeah.
I do, too. It's just a date that someone made up. But, hey.
Yeah.
April Fool's and we're going to get
Fools
married.
Fools in love.
Yeah,
it's now your wedding day.
That's right.
Thank you.
Hey, Latasha, we want to give you a big wedding present now that we know you're getting married tomorrow. So here's how it works. We're going to throw you inside the bank vault with the banker who's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way, which you're going to need because you're just getting married. It's going to increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, which could get up to $1,000. Or he could throw you a little curveball and throw in the safe deposit box.
Yep.
Now, if you decide to go with that one, you get to pick between number 1, 2, or 3. Whichever one you pick, Jenna opens up, and you'll get whatever's inside of that one. Or you could pass it up and keep going with the money. It's up to you.
Just say stop when you want to stop, okay? Even if it goes all the way.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I hope she wins. She's got a wedding to pay off.
Exactly.
You're right. Oh, my God, you're right.
How you feeling, Al?
I'm feeling really good, Latasha. I'm feeling it's Friday. It's payday for a lot of folks, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Hey, now.
That
Thank
go
you
either
very
way.
Much, Big Al. I'm depending on you. All right, baby.
All right, Latasha. Let's get your pen. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$100. $130. $240. $260. $290. $310. Safe deposit box. $350. $390. $400. $400.
Did you say stop?
She said stop right there. Finish it off, Trey.
$420.
$420, Latasha Smith.
I don't blame you, Latasha. I was nervous wreck for you.
Yeah, he was doing the slow climb there.
Yeah.
Those get scary at times.
$420, it's all yours.
Hey, that'll help.
I'll take it.
That's
right. You'll take anything right now.
Yes.
Hey, Latasha, you already got $420. That's yours to keep for fun. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
$450.
Stingy on this Friday.
What?
$480.
Either. You were smart.
You did it right, Latasha.
That was very smart. I wasn't feeling that one. That was making me nervous.
Yeah.
The pause in between was taking a little bit too long. I was like, oh, no.
No, you got most of it. You did the best you could, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
No, thank you. You have fun at your wedding tomorrow, okay?
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
Send us care. And congratulations, Kelly.
Oh, you too. Send us a picture. I want to see you in your wedding dress.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right,
hold on.
Yeah, don't hang up on us. That's over $12,000 given away with Beat the Bank. That makes us feel good there.
I was about to say the same dang thing. All right.
In fact, why don't we do Feel Good Friday next?
Let's do it.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You're going into the weekend feeling nice and right, making you smile. What's making you smile? We want to hear about it. Kid Nation, it's a It's all about you. Justin's feeling good because he finally got a place to stay on this road trip he's taking.
Sure did, yes.
Picking up our Land Rover that doesn't go backwards.
You know, you made a lot of people's day yesterday for letting them see your butt.
No, I didn't let them see your butt.
Did you post
my butt?
It?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Justin stole it and posted it.
Screenshots because the peach did not fully cover his
it
butt.
Did.
No, Justin sucks at covering butts.
A little bit.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Shot caller 43 said he got a baby blazer and a baby butt.
Thank you. Well played, Shot caller. All right, we'll take your Feel Good Friday calls next, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good.
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
We want to go into the weekend feeling good, Kid Nation. That's why we do Feel Good Friday.
For sure, for sure.
Now, what you say should make us feel good. It should make us smile.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. For example, Kate, after being a teacher for 10 years and raising my son who has multiple disabilities, I'm going to my new amazing job today where I'm the executive director of a large nonprofit organization that provides resources and supports to individuals with disabilities and their families.
Very
dream
cool.
Job, here I come. Feeling great
Very
on this
cool.
Friday.
Yay.
Very
awesome.
Cool. Doing God's work.
Awesome people out there.
Yep, yep.
EJ wrote us, my Feel Good Friday. I get to see Garth Brooks tonight.
Wow. Oh, man, you are going to have such a great time, EJ.
Oh, and Al, I may be getting a boat tomorrow.
Oh, EJ, a boat and Garth?
He says you can come hang out if you want.
I'm there.
Man, you get a boat and to see Garth Brooks on one weekend? That's cool right there. To the phones we go. We get these all the time, and they're my favorite. Lauren, what are you guys finding out this weekend?
We are finding out if we're having a boy or a girl. I am currently pregnant.
Are you doing a big reveal, like a cake or balloons or something?
Yes, we are. My sister's planning it. I didn't have one with my first child, so this should be fun.
What are you hoping for?
My husband really wants a boy, so yeah. If it's a boy, I want a boy so I can stop having kids.
So you guys already had your girl. You're waiting for the boy.
I have a girl from a previous relationship, uh-huh. So this will be his first child.
Aww.
So we agreed if, you know, if it's a boy, I can stop having babies.
Right. I get to stop.
All right, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Hopefully you get that boy. Thank you for calling.
Good luck, baby. Good luck.
Let us know.
Oh, we were talking about that reveal the other day. The guy that set up...
The maze,
yeah.
the giant,
oh, my goodness.
Oh gosh, it was,
domino,
what do you call that?
It's like a domino effect,
it's
I guess,
like the
right?
Game Rat Trap, you know, you used to do the obstacle course or whatever.
It went through the entire house. I think I read somewhere that it, and again, tidbit news, I read that it took them a couple days to set it up.
Crazy.
The whole time I'm thinking, who's going to clean that up?
Yeah.
Because it caused such a mess.
I don't get it.
Aww, it was fun, but in the end, they revealed the sex of the baby.
Yeah. And it went viral, so it worked for them. And if it only got seen by the family, I'd be like, that's a waste of time. Hi, Felicia.
Hi,
Felicia.
What's going on this Feel Good Friday for you?
Well, first of all, it's payday.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'm a single mother of two beautiful daughters, and this is our first family vacation to the beach. They've never seen the ocean.
Oh, wow. Which beach are you going to?
Pensacola, Florida.
There you go.
Pensacola. You guys are going to have fun. How long are you going to stay out there?
We're staying 2 nights.
Have fun, all right?
You guys have fun. Take tons of pictures. I thought my kids were going to like the beach, and they didn't.
Really?
Yeah, he was all scared about it.
Huh. Aww,
my son was. Chloe was cool because she was so little last time we took her, but Kaysen was so afraid of the waves coming in his way.
I think I was about 15 before I ever saw the beach. I mean, like, in person.
The ocean.
Yeah, the ocean.
Did you go in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
up
you did.
In La Jolla. Yeah, man.
Jackie wrote us on the text and said, I feel good because I have less than 5 days, and now I'm going to be headed to the Texas Motor Speedway, No Limits, Texas, for NASCAR. Go Junior, number 88.
All right.
Okay, Junior.
All right,
Dale Junior right there, Kelly.
I'm more of a Bush fan.
Yeah? What number car was that one? Kurt Bush?
No help. I'm looking around.
I know his name is Kurt Bush, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know his number either.
Maybe Danica Patrick.
Huge fan. All right. Huge fan.
Yeah. Five?
He's number five?
Robert thinks it's five.
Well, then I like him too.
Yeah.
51.
Oh, never mind.
Take that back.
We don't know.
Whoever the number five car is, that'll be my favorite. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
What up?
Oh, having a great day. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy.
I hear you're finalizing something.
Yes, my wife and I and my two daughters have been able to take in a couple of boys, and the final adoption signing, or where they'll take our last name, will be May 10th. So
aww,
we're not going to have a date.
Finalizing the adoption. That's all right.
That's so cool, man.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Are the two boys you're adopting, are they related?
Yes, they're natural brothers.
They're natural brothers.
Okay. Shout out.
And you didn't
want 5 and 6 years old.
5 and 6.
What are their names?
Riley and Tanner.
Riley and Tanner.
That's
all right. Welcome
wonderful.
To the family.
That is really cool that you're doing that, Jeremy. Thanks for doing that, man.
No, it's been a blessing. It's something we prayed about and been working on for 3 years, and it's finally come through. So it's been great.
Well, that's how long it's taken.
They're sons in your heart, but now they're going to be sons by law,
by
legal. Yeah,
that's right.
And take your last name.
Good job, buddy.
A 10 and a 16-year-old girls too. So
they're going to love taking care of the little boys too. Jeremy, congratulations, man. That's something to smile about right there.
Mm-hmm.
See,
Alan's probably listening to the radio like, no.
Hi.
No. Hi.
Does he want to adopt?
I want another baby.
You do?
I want a baby. He's like, no.
No.
Maybe he'll change his mind.
The only way he'll get one is by adoption.
No.
He's like, no.
No.
All right, Sierra, we're back to you. What's going on?
My high school graduation is on May 31st, and my senioritis is so bad.
I know.
What is senioritis?
When you ditch?
Senioritis is when you just feel like you don't want to do high school work at all and just don't want to do anything.
I had it from like January of my senior year until May. I didn't want to do
it. I had it from the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
Oh
my goodness.
Now it's like really bad.
What are you doing when you graduate?
I'm going to be going to UT Arlington. I'm going to try and major in film.
Ooh.
Film,
good for you.
Could you put us in one of your movies one day?
I hope so, because I'm like a really big fan. I'm really excited. Aww. I've been listening to the morning show since I was in like elementary school. I love every single one of you so much.
You're so sweet. Wow. You know, we did some student films before.
Yeah, we did. The Halloween
ones,
right?
Halloween, if you ever want to look those up on YouTube, we did them with some SMU students. That was fun.
That's awesome.
Keep us posted with your films that you make during school.
Good luck and congratulations on graduation.
Thank you, Sierra. My senioritis kicked in as soon as I got my acceptance letter from my first school.
Yeah.
It didn't even matter about the other ones. As soon as I got one, I'm like, okay, I'm in. They can't take it back. So that's the first day I ditched school.
Senioritis.
Did you ever ditch?
My high school was
you went to like a Catholic
hard.
School.
Yeah, it was hard. All girls, private Catholic.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I mean, I never ditched. Oh, I got sick sometimes, but I never ditched.
I was that wuss that I was so wussy about it. I was like, we're going to get arrested, you guys. Cops are going to catch us. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
What are you up to?
I am on the way to pick out a pre-graduation outfit.
You're on the way to what now? I'm sorry. You're muffled.
Pick out a graduation outfit.
What are you graduating from?
Medical school.
Good for you.
Yay.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many years of school does that make for you?
Well, I put in 9 years of schooling, and then I have to start my residency this coming up fall, so God bless me.
What kind of doctor are you going to be?
Emergency room.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, emergency. Yeah. I thought you were going to say you were going to be a doctor girlfriend.
Doctor girlfriend!
You never know when that position might become available.
Right. Congratulations, Ashley. Good luck with your residency. Yeah, doctor listening to us right there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, no.
Smart people listen to us sometimes.
Yeah. We want to apologize. I do. From time to time. Yeah. Hey, Austin.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. I hear you're moving, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm moving up to New York.
Wow, the Big Apple.
Why?
All right.
Very upstate, not New York City. That's
okay.
A bit too expensive for me to go up there.
Right.
Yeah, but why are you moving?
I got offered a job up there from a camp that's up there, and I am beyond excited.
Well, make sure you get the Kid Nation app so you can keep up with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, my niece is going to school up in upstate New York right now.
Yeah.
Word of Life, and it's like this big camps up there. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They got some rough winters, but it's beautiful.
Kelly, didn't Kid blame you for us getting canceled in New York?
Well, no, we didn't get canceled there. We never got on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he did blame Kelly.
Yeah.
It's Kelly's fault.
Apparently, they don't like southern accents in New York, they were
way
told.
Way too southern.
If you could spread the good word, Austin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, good luck, man.
Don't mention Kelly, just in case.
You taking a woman with you?
Nah, sadly.
He'll find one.
Hey, the world is your oyster.
I hear there's women up there in New York.
Yeah, there are. Upstate New York women.
Yeah. Good luck, Austin. Thanks for calling, man. Say one more here for Monica. Big day for her. Hi, Monica.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How are you today?
Doing great.
Why are you feeling good?
I had my first date last night since my divorce 3 years ago.
Whoa!
How did it go?
Yes.
It was great. It was, I mean, he's not the love of my life, but it was not a nightmare story, so I'll probably try it again with somebody else.
That's it. Now, did you do it on a dating app?
I didn't. I actually knew him from junior high and high school and went out with friends and had drinks and saw him there, and he asked me out, so...
Nice.
Wonderful. I love it when it happens organically, but don't be opposed to dating apps because they are a lot of fun.
She's being truthful
they
with herself.
They are terrifying. Kelly, I've been listening to your story, though, and you and Alan are so sweet.
Thank you.
They are freaking me out.
Well, it's hard at first, but I mean, I promise you, it can be a lot of fun.
So there are some not super weirdos on
That's why I met Alan. I'm going to tell you the truth. I dated so many men on those dating apps. I just went through them, you know. But I never had, like, a bad experience. I never had a weirdo, somebody that made me feel nervous or uncomfortable. There are those people out there.
I'm on the other side of this. I think it's weird.
You got to be careful when you screen. You always meet in a public place and all that kind of stuff. But it can be done.
What's the one dating app that I have to try? Because there's so many of them, it's very overwhelming.
I'm a fan of Bumble because it was still kind of relatively new when I got on there. And so it was still, you know, something like Tinder. There's just so many people on it.
You can also try prisonpals.com.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Louise.
I like Bumble.
Jenna,
good luck.
What do you think?
Jenna?
I'm still hoping it just comes naturally.
Jenna's going to the bars.
Honestly, no, I'm not going to the bars. That's the thing. I don't want to go out. I'd like to meet someone.
Jenna wants the guy to show up at her house randomly.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Jenna. I'm so old-fashioned. It's so weird to think about getting on an app and just talking to random strangers.
No, you know what? Do it. You don't necessarily have to follow through on it. I've been let down by a bunch of people on there. So you just at least download it and make a profile. Just start there.
Dabble. You're a little dabble.
All right.
Swipe
Today
around.
I will do that. I will
swipe around from the couch.
Friday with dating app.
It's like window shopping. It's fun.
You dipped your toe in the pool. You went on your first date. You got that out of the way. Now keep it going. Thank you for calling, Monica. Got it. Was it nervous the first time you went on a date, Kelly, after your divorce?
Well, it was not great because all you do, especially if it's right after you get divorced, is you talk about your divorce.
Yeah, about the ex. Yeah.
And it's horrible. And you know you're doing it, but it's like you can't stop yourself.
Right.
It's like you're vomiting.
Divorce. Information.
Yes, it's bad.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
All right, time to announce three more names to play Beat the Bank. We already gave away $420 to Latasha earlier, who's getting married tomorrow. Congratulations. Early wedding gift from us to you. And now we're going to announce three names. Those people signed up at KidNation.com. If you haven't done that, I'd do it. So maybe we could call you next week.
All right.
Play twice a day. You have two shots to win. Jenna, will you announce those names?
Yes, even though I always mess them up. The three names for Beat the Bank this hour are Katie Gamari, Jeffrey Wickweir, Catherine Stapleford. Catherine Stapleford, Jeffrey Wickweir, Katie Gamari. First one in gets to play. Your 10 minutes start now. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Cool last names out there. What I like about Beat the Bank, you can see all those last names you've never seen.
Just my guess.
Hey, there's some new music out today. Calvin Harris got a new song called Heat Stroke.
Ladies, let go and have a good time.
Got Pharrell, Ariana Grande, Young Thug.
Very upbeat.
It's a good time. I've never had a good time when I had heat stroke, though.
No.
My daddy boy died of a heat stroke.
Right.
I'm not very happy by this.
You're boycotting heat stroke, Kelly?
I'm boycotting.
The song?
Yeah, my pug died of a heat stroke.
Making light of a tragedy.
Oh, man.
I don't like it.
But it's a feel-good song, you guys.
I don't feel good.
Maybe you'll like the new one from Cheat Codes featuring Demi Lovato. It's called No Promises.
Kicking a habit, I love you, but no.
When we saw Demi Lovato at the Smurfs premiere or the screening, somebody asked her when her new album was coming out. She said sometime this year.
Well, that's vague, Demi.
Very vague, but at least we can look forward to something from Demi this year. For now, it's this. Not bad. Chico's a bunch, they're just producer DJs, if you haven't heard of them. And Demi works with them, so they're pretty good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Also, in the news, in the what happened was news world.
What happened was
this Cristiano Ronaldo bust.
Bust statue.
It's a bust.
Yes. The bust is a bust.
Big bust.
It is so ugly.
It's not a full statue. It's just his face, right?
Right.
There's other Cristiano statues out there, and Cristiano Ronaldo is a soccer. He's world known. He's one of the best soccer players in the world.
Yeah.
And some call him the best looking soccer player in the world.
Some call him the best looking human.
Well, he's real pretty.
He's got good skin. And he likes to wear those really short shorts to show off the legs, and he's always got supermodels hanging out with him.
I like Ramos. He's not as hot, though.
From Spain? España? Mm-hmm. Ramos? Well, anyway, they came up with this statue, and it doesn't make him look very pretty.
No, it doesn't look...
His eyes are all just together.
One, he kind of looks like Chonk from the Goonies. One eye is like 3 inches up, and the other one's down. It's like drooping down.
Just doesn't look very good.
It's just smile.
It's not good.
He was so polite, though. He was like said he was fine with it.
Well, behind the scenes.
Yeah, because he's trying to be nice to the artist, but the artist is finally speaking up. And he basically said, the guy's name is Emmanuel Santos. He said, you can't win them all.
Well.
He went on to say, it is impossible to please the Greeks and the Trojans. Neither did Jesus please everyone.
What?
Yeah, right.
He's comparing himself to Jesus now?
Well, they please somebody, at least. I haven't seen one positive comment about this statue.
Well, maybe his mom said something. Oh, bless your heart.
They put him on Two-Face. That scene in Batman when he's in the hospital and half his face is gone, and it is perfect.
It fits perfectly. They put the Jordan crying face emoji on there. The Jordan crying face. Yeah, it looked pretty good on it. But he says that he talked to Cristiano's camp, and they said they liked what they saw when he sent pictures. But now it's just becoming a meme.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, it's okay. I think it's okay to say, you know what, maybe I missed on this one.
I mean, I've been sent some pretty bad photos of myself that people have drawn up.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, but you didn't. It wasn't commissioned. This was commissioned, right?
He got paid for it.
And it's like, isn't there like a steps along the process where somebody comes in and says you're on the wrong track? Yeah. And before it's even unveiled, you're like, this isn't it.
Or like a mold. Do you not get him to mold him?
He said he went by pictures that he found on the internet. That's what the artist said. I found on the internet. Why wouldn't you have Cristiano? And maybe he did, but he said I was reading the article. He said I looked up pictures of him. But I don't know what pictures. He Googled the wrong Cristiano.
There's wax figures out there. He could have gone to Madame Tussauds.
At some point along the process, somebody needs to step in and say, this isn't looking like him.
At some point, somebody, hey, here's a plane ticket. Go find Cristiano. Take some pictures of yourself. Take
do a wax mold of his head and then do it. Something.
There's a problem with this, though, because there's been another one that's awful years ago that there's a statue of Cristiano somewhere
else. People must just hate him. And this is like they're all just like, it's just like an inside joke.
Maybe he's so good looking, it's impossible to replicate it. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
That's what it is.
Or they're just being passive aggressive.
Yeah.
You want to screw him up.
No, people adore him.
Would you want a bust of your? Would you get one of those for your house?
Oh,
I think that'd be pretty cool to have.
Look at it every day at my face. Yes, look at my head over there on that shelf.
I have one of Kelly.
Yeah,
you do.
No, he's joking.
Nah.
There's a little doll down here that I look at every once in a while.
I don't
Kelly Raspberry
my head.
Doll.
Who doesn't want their head living on after they're long gone?
Where are puppets?
What are puppets?
Where are our puppets?
Oh.
That was so random. What are puppets?
I gave my puppet away to a band, and kid got kind of mad, but I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this thing? It was a puppet that didn't look like me, but it had a red wig and a black sweater set.
It kind of looked like you.
There's
Al.
The Big Al puppet.
I gave mine to some band.
Like you. Big Al looks like Al, except it has hair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that kid had this puppet show. Well, was that a radio convention or
we
something?
We went to it was one of the most humiliating things we've ever done in
Stop
front of industry people.
Me. No.
Kid was obsessed with Avenue Q, a Broadway musical, and so he had these puppets, and he wanted us to go to an industry event where I think Rush Limbaugh was presented some award or something, and we had to get up and do this skit with puppets.
and
it went over about as well as it is with me telling it now.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, because people used to follow Kid around at those conventions.
Well,
like
you know, it's like Babe Ruth. You have to think of that analogy. He struck out more than he hit, right? But he's still considered one of the greatest players of all time.
I don't know if he struck out more than he hit.
Well, I'm just saying, you can have a failure. You can't win every time.
Hold on, that's a fact, Al, that Babe Ruth struck out more than he hit?
It is.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. More than he hit home runs.
More than he hit home runs,
different.
Yes. Yeah, that's most
people.
I'm
just saying, my point is not that Kid failed more than he won.
Right.
I'm just saying, you can drop a bomb
every
once in a while. And that was one of them.
That was one of them.
Yeah, that's why.
That was one of them.
Oh, that was bad.
That was definitely one of them.
And then after we finished, we had to go sit down in the audience. And
oh, did it suck? Could you hear people be trying to be nice to you guys? Oh, that was good.
He assumed because he loved Broadway, everybody loved Broadway and would get it.
Right.
But it just looked like a bunch of adults playing with puppets. And
he paid big money to have these puppets made.
He did. He did.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he go angry afterwards because it flopped?
And well, I think he was embarrassed, but he couldn't. You know, you don't want to admit.
Yeah.
And like Kelly said, we had to do this puppet show, and it bombed.
And then we had to.
And then we have to go sit in the audience of the people that just watched us bomb.
It was so bad.
I think I would have left.
It was terrible.
And then he didn't win.
And the winner is Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. We got
Kid TV is showing the puppet of mine. But anyway, so this some up-and-coming band was in the studio, and they loved my puppet. And I said, well, take it.
They got the skin
and
tone,
so they
right?
went out on the road with it, and they were doing very naughty things with my puppet. But I don't know whatever happened to them.
There's some weird tapes out there with Kelly Raspberry puppet.
I don't know.
I don't even remember the band's name.
Something about a tuxedo, maybe, or a suit. Something suit.
I don't know.
Man. Red jumpsuit apparatus?
I don't think it was them.
Oh,
I think it's somebody else. I don't remember.
No idea. I'm totally lost here.
I hate when I can't remember band's names.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that much.
There's a little trip down memory lane.
Yeah. A lot of that today.
We found Al's puppet. No word on where Kids is.
You wanted Al?
No.
Isn't
I wanted to stay
here.
Is it
weird to play with your own puppet?
I wanted to stay here.
Yeah.
So one, did anyone call?
10 minutes are up, actually, Al. Was our 10-minute bell right there.
So now we just take a caller.
Yep. Right? We're going to have to do that. We'll take call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You will get to play. We told you. You still had a chance. Whoever gets in is call number 13. We'll play Beat the Bank for up to $1,000 next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank. Baby, a mani for my hands. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Yeah. Manny and Petty for Big Al. Good time.
Either that or just eat me some Blue Apron.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
You gonna cook for yourself?
I think I might just cook for myself this weekend. Stay in, chill. Blue Apron, salmon.
Mm.
That's right.
Oh, God. I just want me some Blue Apron salmon right now. So bad. I don't know what to
do. You know who just jumped on? You know who jumped on the Blue Apron train? Trey did.
Really?
Trey's making the meatballs this weekend.
Yes,
he was telling me.
Meatballs tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to document it all romantic with his girlfriend.
I'm just showing off.
I know
because she's able to cook.
Trey went from eating gummy bears,
I know, right?
To cooking
and peanut butter straight from the jar.
And peanut butter.
She'll ask me, "What do you want to do for dinner?" I'm like, "I just want to let's just get some gummy bears and split the bag." And she's like, "I'm going to cook some Blue Apron."
That's right.
Wow.
I'll tell you, it's fun. I was on Facebook last night, and one of my friends was gifted Blue Apron.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she was so excited. She posted a picture of what she'd just made and tagged the people that had gifted her and thanked her for it. So it doesn't have to be just for you.
Oh, no.
You can gift it to someone.
Yeah. Or if you're going out of town for a week, you could also order
it.
And be like, "Oh, hey, I'll be back next week." You control everything with Blue Apron.
They make it easy.
Including what you get. All the ingredients come with everything. You could try it. First three meals on us. BlueApron.com/KID, KIDD, if you want to try that out.
Got it.
That's what Al's going to be doing this weekend.
Blue Apron.
Instead of Netflix and chill, you Blue Apron and chill.
That's right. But literally just by himself chilling.
Yeah, right.
Daisha
This is Deisha.
Deisha.
Hey,
I was close. How you doing this morning?
You're close. I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing awesome. Are you on your way to work? Or are you already there?
I'm on my way.
Oh, on your way.
What do you do?
Oh, on your way. Yeah.
Oh, my. That's right.
What you say, baby?
I work at Canton First Monday.
If y'all don't know, this is the place to be on the first Monday of the month.
Is it already? Oh, it is this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crap. I'm busy.
What is Monday. It?
It's like a, would you call it a flea market? Or?
Yeah, what is it? Kinda big. It's huge. Big flea market, craft show. Anything. They have everything.
So. Cool. And it's at first Monday of every month?
Yep.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. Big Al, will you tell her how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Deisha, we're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. You're going to hear dollar amounts hollered out your way. When you hear one that you're pleased with, just say stop, and you'll win the previous mentioned dollar amount. He may even say safe deposit box. If you say stop after that, you'll have a choice of three boxes to choose from, one, two, or three, and Jenna will open it up and tell you what you've won. Now, if the bank door closes, the vault door closes, you don't get anything. Mm. Before you say stop, you don't get anything, all right?
All right.
You got to feel them out, see how the banker's feeling, you know? Go with your gut feeling. What's your gut feeling telling you, Al?
My gut feeling is telling me it's going to go all the way.
Really?
All the way.
Oh.
Okay.
Again, I don't know anything, Deisha.
Deisha, he doesn't know. He's just going by feeling.
Yeah, that's what my feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's what he's feeling.
That's all I'm feeling.
Only one way to find out.
Let's go.
Let's play.
Beat the bank. $110, $140, $210, $260, $290, $350, $420. $560, $700, $820.
Stop.
Whoa. Oh, Al was starting to sweat it.
Oh, man.
Deisha.
I knew you was hanging in there just for me. You just won $820.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
What you going to do with that money?
I should probably pay bills, but I'd rather do something fun.
Yeah,
let's do something fun, girl.
Yeah, you weren't going to pay the bills before. Just why pay them now, you know? Keep it for yourself.
Oh,
your money,
man.
You earned it.
Well, let's see if it would have gone all the way, just for giggles.
Just for fun.
Okay.
Oh, girl!
I am telling you, Kid Nation is...
Y'all are on point.
You guys are stopping at the last second.
Y'all are on point.
Well done,
Way
Deisha.
To go, Geisha. Way to not listen to me.
Thank you.
Well, enjoy your... That's $820 right there. Over $12,000 given away with Beat the Bank.
I would have felt so bad.
If it closed after you said it was going all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on for us, Deisha. We'll get you all set up with your money. Again, go sign up at KidNation.com. We're calling out three more names. When we come back on Monday, we play twice a day all week long. Beat the Bank, KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, our favorite sassy film critic is back to talk about the movies this week, you guys. I'm talking about Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Hey. Hi, Gray.
Hey, everybody.
What's
no
up?
Yeah. This week. Woo.
Hi, stranger.
We have got a very interesting pre-summer weekend for you at the box office.
Okay.
There is a movie that is so interesting, that is so worth examining, that it just delves deep into the human existence.
Ooh.
And that movie is Boss Baby.
Okay. Really?
That's definitely not where I thought you were going.
Oh, my God, you guys, this movie has confused me since I saw it. I was so my expectations for Boss Baby, starring Alec Baldwin's voice as a baby who is a boss, they were in the basement. Like, I was like, I don't have kids. This movie's not made for me. It looks absolutely ridiculous and really, really terrible. And what I learned is that the screenwriter of the movie also wrote Undercover Brother.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the director worked on Shrek. So if that gives you an idea of the sense of humor that the movies are operating with, what I saw when I was sitting through the movie made me question, like, my own sanity and sobriety.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, you guys. I laughed so hard. I thought this movie was bananas, and I loved it.
Oh.
So it's so high concept. I don't know what kids are going to even understand it, because but when you're born, you have two paths that you can take. The first one is to go to a family, or you go to upper management, and that's where Boss Baby went. And it's his job to infiltrate Puppy Co. because they're going to release a puppy that's so cute, it's going to steal all the love in the world away from the babies.
Aww.
Oh, the baby's worst enemy, the cute puppy.
Exactly, the puppy. Yeah. And so that's all this movie is Boss Baby trying to figure out how to stop Puppy Co. And you know what? I've discussed Boss Baby with my journalist friends more than Inception.
Really?
Dang.
It's that deep?
Oh, my God. This movie's crazy. There are a lot of levels to it. There's so many levels. Everything is so random. It's so funny. I think I've been trying to figure out. I've been tossing and turning at night, trying to figure out who to recommend this movie to. And who should see it? Like, I just don't know, because little kids are not going to get the jokes, but there's a lot of chase sequences and a lot of fun stuff for them that'll keep them interested. But I don't know that adults that don't have children should go see it, because I'm not sure that everyone's going to have the same reaction to its random sense of humor that I did. So this is a real tough one. Huh. I would say if you choose to see Boss Baby, maybe do it as a matinee so it hurts a little bit less. And if you are one of those adults that doesn't have a child, maybe you should try having a couple cocktails first, and that will change your experience. The critics are not as overwhelmed with joy as I was at Boss Baby. It is only 28% rotten.
Whoa! That's a punch in the gut.
Dang.
It really is. I enjoyed it so much, but this has really caused me to question a lot of things in my own life. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, still hated chips.
Yeah, I'm saying, if you love something so much and everybody else hates it, it's like, well, what's wrong with me, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Listen, I get it. I'm confused.
What about the other movie coming out this weekend? Is that the one with Scarlett Johansson?
It is indeed. She is a white lady in a movie about Asians.
Hey.
It is Ghost in the Shell, and it's based on a Japanese manga. So the good news for fans of that version is that it's very faithful. So it sticks to the manga. It's not very similar to the anime movie necessarily, but she plays the major who has been in an accident, and she is the first of her kind to be brought back to life using technology. And the purpose of bringing her back was so she could fight criminals. But eventually she realizes that her life wasn't in fact saved, like it was taken from her.
Ooh.
And so, so you don't do that to ScarJo.
No.
So she goes after, she goes out to find who did this to her to make sure they don't do it to anybody else. So what you can expect from this movie, it was directed by the same dude that did Snow White and the Huntsman.
Okay.
And
like, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say Undercover Brother again.
Please tell us about your favorite part of Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. They were hunting that Snow White.
That's right.
Yeah.
So visually, the movie is stunning. Like, it's a really interesting movie to look at. Again, for fans, it's faithful. But for everybody else, they're like, yeah, that's all right. So it's currently fresh on the tomato meter, but everybody's, it's sort of just pretty to look at. So this one might also be a matinee again, so it hurts just a little bit less.
Two matinees this week.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's stuff to do during the
daytime.
So
listen, after this weekend, your afternoons are set.
Got it. All right.
And also, happy early birthday.
Aw, to
Aww,
Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
I know we have a little ways to go, but it just brings up all these ticket sales. They're just bringing up all these memories of last year.
All the feels. I know.
You're going to be in town?
You're going to join us again?
I'm actually going to be in town right after it.
Oh man.
So I know. So I'm going to miss it, but hopefully I'll see you guys right afterwards.
Okay, that'd be great. Come
right,
by.
Yeah. We want to see you again. That's great. Drake right there from RottenTomatoes.com. Go catch the matinees on these movies this week. Bye, Gray.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.